Okay, hello, hello, Mr. Mustafa, how are you doing? So let me say a couple of things. Congratulations on your 1 year journey of learning English. And holy moly, you have improved a lot. And the last time I heard your voice, I listened to your voice, was I think 3 or 4 months ago. But you have improved a lot. I think that speaking played a huge role. You know, you started talking to your cousin. That's awesome, man. Awesome. So, about your English journey, I want to say a couple of things. I don't know how many people are going to watch this or listen to this. I'm sorry. I said watch. I don't know why. So imagine that people can come and just refer to you, because a lot of people are out there and they say that it's impossible to learn a language in just 1 or 2 years. And they think that because, I don't know why, they compare, how they compare it, really. Because I personally, learn English in just, 1 year, 1 year and a half. And I started speaking. I wasn't perfect, still, just like you, We have mistakes, who cares? But we are fluent. You can be, you can find people out there. You can just speak with them. You can just enjoy being with them, right? So, for me, basically, this is the same. And you're a great example. You can be a great, you can be a great idol for a lot of people. You know, they can refer to you, they can listen to your voices, and they can get a lot of encouragement. So please record more, man. Actually, not just because of the challenges, but because of the inspiration. You know, that exactly is what I've done during these years in Zabanchansa, and of course any other places. I made my cousins to learn English. I forced them because they saw me, and I just made them inspired a lot. So I just talked to them, I motivated them. Of course, motivation is bullshit, but still, it's a starting point, right? So you just have the motivation, you start, and then you find a commitment, the urge, the drive, the obsession, and then you go for it. You learn, you will become better. So thank God. At first, I have to say, I think you said your sister, right? Your sister gave you Zabanchansa. I have to say thank you so much to your sister, of course, because she changed your life, right? So because maybe in the past you didn't like English because you thought that, okay, it is, some boring things and it's impossible to learn. But look at you. You're right now, you're going to speak. And I'm so proud as a friend, as a peer group, part of your group, because you're here, because you are in a group. And that's amazing. We can interact with each other and we can get a lot of motivation, a lot of amazing things from each other, right? So I personally, I am so privileged. Really, I mean it. I really am excited to see you improve so much. I can't stress this enough. So thank you, man. Thank you for sharing this voice. It made me energize plenty. And I have plenty of energy right now. And wow, just wow. I don't want to just cut my voices, so because I just want everything to be spontaneous, because I wanted to record a video, but unfortunately here is a mess. I can't record a video to show you my face. You could see it. I'm red-headed right now. So by the way, and plenty of things you mentioned. You said extensive reading. You can see the magic, right? I have read a lot of books, a lot of novels, a lot of things, and I have improved a lot just by reading a lot of books. Some people, they come and say, I didn't like to read books, and they try to nag and whine. And you can see that they haven't improved much, and they come and say, I don't like to read books, but I can't improve much. And you say, hey, dude, go and read books, because I'm sure that you like books, and at least some in some different genre, right? Different categories. So you go and read books. I personally love to read a lot of graded readers first. And then I love to read comic books and mangas. And I read a lot of them. You can't imagine that. And as a result of that, spontaneously, without me being there, thinking about wars and stuff like that, because I didn't care, you know, back in those days, I didn't care about, okay, what kind of wars I'm going to, you know, learn or something like that. I just read it and I just enjoyed the story. And as a result of that, my brain, I don't know how, but exactly, it absorbed a lot of grammar, a lot of amazing points and vocabulary and a lot of amazing things. And you can see it, right? Right now, I have improved a lot because of the readings I've done in the past. So, and plus speaking, you're speaking with your cousin. That's amazing. If you can find other people, just try to find partners and speak as much as possible, because the more you speak, the more you will get fluent. Fluency comes from speaking, not from courses. Courses will help you to understand the language, to learn words, learn pronunciation, whatever. But if you want to improve your fluency, you must speak. Who cares if the pronunciation is off? Who cares if the grammar is off? Just go for it. Just speak as much as possible. Just enjoy. Just write, like reading. Yeah, you open the book. You don't care about the words that much. You just read the story, the line. You just enjoy it. You just go forward and try to learn as much as possible from that. So that's what I always like to say to everyone, including you. Thank you so much again. And a couple of things I want to say about, I think you mentioned your thesis, right? I forgot the spelling. Theisis. Thesis. And yeah, it is a mess. You know, I haven't done it myself when I was in college, but I've had plenty of friends. Still, I have a partner, and he always talks about these, you know, articles, thesis, and stuff like that. They always, you know, nag about that, because in colleges, they accept you, but when they want to give you something, they won't, let you, you know, leave them easily, because it's all about a mess. So thank God you have finished it, right? And you have finished college, and right now you can find other things for yourself. Plus, you know English, which is another amazing thing. So you can just, you know, make your future brighten and just enjoy your lovely future, because you have English, you have that degree, which no one cares these days. But yeah, I'm just joking. But you have this degree, you have English, and you have a great character. Of course, you're learning English very fast, and you can see it. You know, when you have such a character, you must be proud of that, right? So congratulations, buddy. Congratulations these two. Another congratulation is that you're becoming a uncle. Wow. An uncle, of course, not uncle. So you can see it's still after 2.5 years. Still I have mistakes. Who cares? So an uncle. Wow. I am an uncle, personally. And I have, a nephew who is, I think, how old is he? I forgot it. I think 9. Yeah, he's 9. He's mischievous as hell. And yeah, I love him very much. So congratulations, buddy. Congratulations to you, to your family, of course. And just keep it up. I hope that 98 is going to be, you know, another amazing year for you. So keep it up. Keep up with your English. Keep up with your life. Do your best. Get the mastery in every area of your life. So I wish the best for you, buddy. So keep it up. And see you next time. Thank you so much for the voice. It was so, so awesome. Bye.